Kum Len and Abla Gemara. So we had the three Tanoim there who were arguing. and he was saying that the Behuda holds. Anyway, we'll see him in a minute. We're up to here. So we had a discussion when he instead of that he's talking about one matter another while he's roasting the koimetz, he was thinking about roasting levoina. What about in a case where he thought that he's going to leave the blood? Not that he's going to spray the blood at the wrong time, the wrong place. He was just going to leave the blood. How do we look at that? So we had three different tanaim, whether everyone would agree in this case because he's not really doing any pigle, or whether everyone would agree that it's possible. Either everyone agrees it's kosher, or everyone would agree that it's possible, or it's still the same machlekes between Rabbi Lazar and the Chacham. So it comes along. We said that Yudah holds that they're still arguing. Sorry, Yudah holds that everyone agrees if you're leaving the blood for the next day, everyone holds that is possible. So you're telling me that Yudah holds that if you left that you had in mind to leave the blood till tomorrow, everyone holds you possible. Let me ask you a question. The Hatanya, didn't we learn? Amar Rebbe said, Kishalachti limtzes midoysai eitzer Rabbi Lazar ben Shemoya, when I decided to test my knowledge and see if I know limtzes midoysai means my measuring cups. And limtzes is to squeeze out. I want to squeeze out all my measuring cups to make sure that I really understand fully all the different halachas. And Rabbi Lazar was smarter than I was, as Rashi says, Stam Rabbi Lazar. Any Tanya, when you find in the Mishnah, Rabbi Lazar, Rashi says Shabbos, is not Rabbi Lazar ben Abshimon, it's Rabbi Lazar ben Shemoya. So he went to Rabbi Lazar ben Shemoya. I'm the other say, Limtzes midosh Rabbi Lazar Shemoya. I want to understand what he was saying. Matzasi found sitting over there was Yosef Habavli. That Yosef Habavli was a Tana. Yosef was sitting, Lefana was sitting before Rabbi Lazar ben Shemoya. And Rabbi Lazar ben Shemaya loved Rabbi Lazar until very one. What do you mean, Adla Achas? That's what some say, yeah. So, what do you mean, Adla Achas? He loves it very much, Adla Achas. So Rashi says maybe until he reached one particular halacha, but he's a fascinating tesis to show you that tesis knew Kabbalah and Chassidus. Tesis ad achas. Look on the side of al tesis. Says tesis b'megillah studium de Rabbeinu Nissim. If you look in the Megillah studium Rabbeinu Nissim, there Goddess it says ad li'achas, not ad achas until one, but until the one. What do you mean, lachas? Pidush. Ad ma'oid. It means that he loved him very, very much. Kidim tagaminon. Ma'oid lechodad. There he tagged him the word very much, the word lechodad, or la'achas. However, v'yesh mefarshim, you know what ad achas means? Ad ha'nefesh and ikras yichida. There's a level in the neshama called yichida sheba nefesh, and that's how deep was their relationship was, that the relationship was not just superficial, it was to the very core, to the very essence of the neshama, to yichida. That's what Tesha says. And Shidduk Abetz over here on the side says he doesn't know what that means. Look over here, Chof. Yechida u'pidu zeh lo yinihid lo bein nisim. Nim kem hava leimem ba'achas lo ad achas. Because he thinks achas means one person. What Tesha is saying here is le'achas means to the one, to the quintessence part of the person, which is the yechid of Shin Neshama. But the bein nisim didn't get that. And therefore he has another pshat, who God is ad lacha pish ad ma'oi, very much, etc., etc. Tesis clearly, and the Rebbe Maimon brings this tesis as a mocker for Yechidah Sheba Nefesh. Okay, anyway, let's go back to the Gemara. Where are we? Anyway, Amalei Rebbe. He said to him, Rebbe, Hashaychit, as he asked his Rebbe, so now was Rabbi Yisrael, Babli asked Rabbi Lazar ben Shemoya, Amalei Rebbe, Hashaychit, as Rebbe Neid, Rabbi Lamochama, what do you think that they should be? If you shechted your carbon, you'd want to leave it tomorrow. Remember, we learned before that's all exeded at Rabbanon, and the question is, leaving the blood is nothing really, it's not even similar to pig blood whatsoever, so maybe therefore everyone holds mutter. Anyway, so what should they didn't be here? Doesn't bring tastes, eh?
No, it's he brings the first part of Tosfos.
But actually, he doesn't bring the second part of Yechidah, but he didn't understand it. You didn't see this, you have no idea what Tosfos is saying here. What do you mean, Achen Nefer Nikras Yechidah? Yechidah means a single person, so you're in exactly what the Rebbe Nissen said. Yeah. He told him kosher. That is kosher. That is kosher. Now remember, Rabbi Yehuda says that according to the way we learned before, Rabbi Yehuda says everyone agrees if you leave dumb is possible, because if you taka would have left the full blood, you'd be over noiser. So if you leave part of the blood, we're going to be, if you're thinking about leaving part of the blood, we will go there, according to everybody. So, but he asks his Rebbe. His Rebbe said kosher. Arvi is asking the same question at night. Amalei kosher. This is how a Talmud is supposed to be. Till he even understands it fully. Shachi asks the same question in the morning. Amalei kosher. So Raim in the afternoon, he asks him again. Amalei kosher. Mincha late afternoon, he asks him again. Amalei kosher. Ella. Now suddenly, Rabbi Lezer and Shmuel added. And Rabbi Lezer and Rukin is poisel. He says it's possible. In other words, what is he saying? What's Rabbi Lezer and Shmuel saying? That there's actually an argument between that the same argument we had in our Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim, regarding Pigel from the Kamis Levina, the same argument is also regarding if Yehoniach is Domei. Sohavei Panosh Yisra Bavli. Suddenly his face lit up, became radiant. Amala Yasef. He said to him, Yosef, so the Rebbe saw him, he saw him they're smiling, what, are you telling me that till now I was wrong and you were waiting for the moment that you tried to catch me and then now I finally got it right? What's going on here? Amalei Rebbe, hey, and of course everything he said till now was correct. Elish Rabbi Yehuda, Apostle Shanali. I was told Rabbi Yehuda says that it's possible. If you said L'Honiach is Dami, it's possible because we're going to mix his Dami out to cool Dami. The Chazarti are called Tamidav, and I spoke to every one of the Tamidim of Rabbi Yehuda. Ubikashti lichave, I asked, did anybody else hear this from Rabbi Yehuda? Well, I couldn't find anybody else who can say the same thing. Achshav shishanisa li possible. Now that you told me that it's possible, hechazarti li avidasi. Now finally, I know that I memorized it correctly. I heard correctly that Rabbi Yehuda is possible. Zolgu ein of demoish Rabbi Lozer ben Shemo. Rabbi Lozer started to cry. Why? Omar Ashreichem Tamid Chachamim, praiseworthy of Tamid Chachamim, Shadivre Toyde Chaviven Aleichem B'Yoyser, that you love learning so much that it's so important to you that you need to know a Shmuel you heard about somebody if he actually said if it's not true. Kara Ola Mikrazei, he said about in this pasuk, Mo'ahavti Soylesechel Kol Ayoyim Yisichasi. How much I love you, Toyde Kol Ayoyim Yisichasi. That's my conversation. Anyone has a name Mordechai, that's the pasuk you say by Yisra Shalom, by end of Shemoneh Esrei, is more hafti ser secha. Even though in Tehillim there's a whole bunch of psukim that start with the mem and end with the yud, that's the pasuk for obvious reasons. Says the Gemara, and then he continued, Ha, mipnei Rabbi Yehuda. And the reason why Rabbi Yehuda actually said it is because Rabbi Yehuda was the son of Rabbi Loi. And Rabbi Loi was Tamid of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yehuda, that Tanu who said this thing, is the son of Rabbi Loi, Yehuda Bar Loi. His father was a Tamid of Rabbi Eliezer. We had a sukkah that he went to visit Rabbi Eliezer and Lud. Lefich therefore, Shanacha Misha Rabbi Eliezer. Not Rabbi Yehuda paskins like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yehuda was just telling you what Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is because his father was a Tamid of Rabbi Eliezer and therefore was very dear to him. That's what he said. That's what Rabbi Yisrael Babli said. But he said, what happened? That's what Rabbi Eliezer Meshumah said to Rabbi Yisrael Babli. Now, what's that question? You said before that Yehuda holds that everyone says that it's possible. And it seems from what he's saying right now that Yehuda is saying only Rabbi Lez is the one who says that it's possible. These are the David Hakor, apostle, Asne Mahazat David Asi. What's Rabbi Yehuda saying? You return to me, Aveda. If what Rabbi Yehuda Babli heard was that Yehuda says that everyone holds that it's possible if you had the Yan Mail and Yerdamai, what did Rabbi Lez and Shemua say? That the machlekes of Rabbi Lezer still exist. Rabbi Yehuda said machlekes still exist, according to Rabbi Lezer, because that's what he said. Rabbi Yehuda's father, Rabbi Lezer. So it's not the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda probably heard that everybody says it's possible, and Rabbi Lezer was telling you only that Rabbi Lezer said it's possible. So what do you say exactly, Avidasi? It's not what he heard. Ela my kosher, Rabbi Lezer. So what? You're going to say it's kosher, Rabbi Lezer, poisel, isne, ihochi, my hom, vipne, pluka, nana, pluka, kamasninen. So what's the big deal he's saying over here? It's a machlekes, also a little machlekes. The truth of the matter is, Rabbi Yehuda said that everyone holds posel, which is very different than what Rabbi Lezer ben Shemua said. Rabbi Lezer ben Shemua said that Rabbi Lezer is the one who says Pasul. And the reason why Rabbi Yehuda said Pasul is because he heard from his father who heard from Rabbi Lezer. And Rabbi Yehuda said, Bavli, what he heard was Rabbi Yehuda holds everyone else Pasul. So why is he exactly Rabbi Dasi? He's actually not saying the same thing. The Hadalei Mia Shum Pasul Boilim. I couldn't find anyone saying at all that Haniach Le'dam is Pasul. At least you tell me it's possible, even though it's not exactly what I heard. I heard that everyone agrees to this, and you're saying that only Rabbi Lezer says this. Doesn't matter. At least I have one opinion that says that it's possible, and that's enough for me. Says the Mishnah, the following activities have to be done, but if he didn't do it, it's still a kosher mincha lo yotza. The way they did a mincha, Rashi tells us that they used to put oil into the keli first, then they put the flour, then they put more oil in, and they would mix it all together, and then they put oil a third time all the way on top. Lo yotza. What happens? You have to put in a loig. What happens? You put the entire loig shem in one go. You didn't do it, beginning and then put the flour and then put it in top and then mix it. You put all of it in the beginning. In the beginning, you didn't do it properly. Or loibola, you didn't mix it. In all of these cases, kosher. Why? Because it's not ma'akif. Loipitis, you're supposed to break up the carbon mincha. How you do kmitzah? It's impossible. So you break it up into pieces, and then you put your fingers and scoop out. If you didn't break up... Sorry? Say it again? What about it? Everything has to break up. The question is how you do it. It's different. You fold over.
Yeah, were you breaking dough or you breaking baked?
Yeah, there's two of them. They were baked, yeah.
One was baked and one was dough.
And there was fried and there was a deep fried and all that. Yeah. Look at Ashi, like Peters. Shenemar, it says, Peters, Oysa, Peters, Avagav, the Minchas, Machvas, the Xivas, in the frying pan, not the baked one. It's written on the frying pan, which is the shallow frying pan. Who had din lechol ha-menochas ha-ne'efes t'chila? All those that were baked first, and there are quite a few. Kigoyin, Machavas, that's the shallow frying pan, or Marchesh is the deep frying pan, or Mafa, or the baked one. There was one Mincha that wasn't done anything at all, but all those that were baked, they became hard. How can you do a kmitzah? Shukule boys eser umitzah lepoisen kulon. You have to break them up. Now you have the mitzah is to break up the entire mincha. What happened? You didn't break up the entire mincha. You only broke up enough to do a kmitzah. If you didn't break anything up, it's possible. I'm talking about. Don't worry, you did break up, but not the entire mincha. You only did the part for the kmitzah. The achak got kaimed. V'zayim lepitzes elikade kmitzah kasher. If you did only enough for the kmitzah kasher, I mean beilam menachas. Okay. Again, these are all cases that you should have done it. You didn't do it. It's kosher. V'lay malach, he didn't salt it. And v'lay heini, if you didn't wave it for those minchas that require waving, which is minchas chaitim, minchas kanoyes. Or lay higi, she didn't approach the southwestern corner of the mizbech with it. Oyshe pitzen pitim, you did break it into pieces. You will learn later, you fold it over, and then you fold it over again, and then you break over the sides. You did break it, but pitim merubis. Now, pitim merubis, what I will say, either means you made many or very big pieces. It's supposed to be the size of a zayis. You made very big pieces, or you made it too many. V'loy mashchan, and you didn't put the oil on top of it, like you're supposed to put top of it like a letter X. We'll see later. Kshed is kosher. Oil is a kosher. Says, what am I lo yotze? What do you mean you didn't pour the oil on top? Elim, it's a klal. You didn't pour any oil at all. Ikuva, it's ma'akiv the carbon. It's ma'akiv the carbon because that's twice you have to do it. And we know whenever Shonel v'kosev la'akiv, whenever Kachim says the same thing twice, it comes to tell you that it has to be done this way another way. Or because it's minchahi, that's the only way to do it. Navas elo lo yotze koin elazor. Lo yatzik means that a koyin didn't do it, but a zar did the yitzikah. Now this is before the stage of kmitzah. A zar did it. Okay, so if the whole thing is zar, we're going to assume that the rest of the mission is the same problem, that it was done, but it was done by a zar. Ihochi, it says, leibol didn't mix nami, leibol koyin, a zar, ha leibol kapsul, so I can therefore infer from it, if you didn't mix it at all, it's possible. And yet, what nan we learned, shishim nivlolim, we learned that shishim nivlolim, shishim ve'echet ein nivlolim. That 60 Yisroinim, Yisroinim is a tenth of an Eifah, 60 Yisroinim can mix well, and 61 can't mix well. There's two Pshatim, why? We'll learn it Rashi in a second, important Rashi, because we have this Gemara many times. Sorry? Yeah, not the last daf, but in the end, towards the end, yeah. Yeah, the Zeta. But we'll see in a minute. We have the Zeta many times. But Avinah Ba...
It's not even Yotzak and Matan. So we know that Yotzak is already genocide.
Sorry? Right now, the Gemara is learning is that the Yotzak he did properly, but it was done by Yisrael, and the Chiddush Mishnah is, that's all right. The next one, if we're reading the Mishnah, we're standing right now that you're telling me that Lo Yotzak doesn't mean Lo Yotzak, it means it was done by Yisrael. So I'm going to assume the next case, like Bolal, we're talking about like Bolal. But Bolal means the same thing, that you did the Belilah.
You already have
what?
Yotzak is the second
stage of pouring oil. That's, I told you we learned that from the Gemara. Right now the Gemara thinks Yotzak means cloud. So Leibola means Leibola, that water was, it was you definitely did the Belilah, because if you don't do Belilah, it's possible. And it was done by Yisrael. What do you mean like you don't do the Belilah, it's possible? We know it says in the Mishnah that you need 60 Esrainim is the maximum that you can do in a Mincha. 61 you can. Bahavim, we ask, who cares? Ki Einam Nivlal Mahave, what do you tell me? You cannot bring a Kar Mincha of 61 Esrainim. Who cares? You don't have to. The whole problem is it can be mixed well. Who cares? You don't have to mix it. But now we learned Leibola Ksheda, if he didn't mix his Kashiv, Omar Abzeda. It says, as long as it's suitable to be mixed, it's good enough. So the update explains, you don't have to mix it, but at least it has to be able to be mixed. And 61 cannot be mixed. So what does he mean by what? That you don't have to mix it. So if you don't have to mix it, obviously when the Mishnah says lebal means even a kohen didn't mix it, it's kosher. So it has nothing to do with a zod or a kohen. So what do you tell me the first part of the Mishnah? He must meet the idiot. How can he say each case is different? Lo yitzak, lo yitzak koyin, elazar, and lebal, lebal, lebal. Now, what's this thing about 1661? Look at Rashi Hicks. Two pshatim and shishim ve'echad ein nevlal. Because we have this gemara many times, and Rashi explains it well. Shishim ve'echad ein nevlal. So Rashi, beloig echad. There's two tanoim. There's a machlekes tanoim. How many loigs do you need for a mincha? Let's say 4 esrayim, 10 esrayim, 20 esrayim. One opinion is the pasuk says loig echad. Whatever the amount is, you use one loig of shemen. Another Tana says no. Every yisodin requires another loig. So Rashi is going to give us a pshat according to both tanaim. If you learn like Lezman Yaakov that one loig is enough, regardless of how many yisodin you have, but we know that the maximum that one loig can be effective with is 60 yisodin. More you have more than 60 yisodin, one loig will it disappears. It's not there at all. And you can't add more than one like, because the Torah says one like. Hichal yavi samachalach esrayim veklayecha. Don't bring 61 in one keli. Lefishi ein rashoi lase shom shnei like, and you cannot bring more than one like. And one like in 60 is a maximum. Like bottle b'shisha, that's it. Ukra lezmen yakev don ben shnei midis. Afilu lemincha shol shishim yisarun ein lele loiga. So the problem is not that you cannot stir. The problem is that you cannot add in more than one like of oil, and one like of oil gets lost if it's more than 61. This is the concept of bottle b'shisha. However, Velini, the Rashi says, that's what I heard. But this is what I think. That feel the Rabbanim, even the Rabbanim hold that every sudden requires another loig, so why can't you have 61 Israelim? The Amri Shishim, like Kimlu, they know the Ein of Lolim Yofi B'Kli Echad. It doesn't matter if you have 60 loigim of oil, but once you get to 61, it's very hard to stir it inside one pot, regardless of how big the pot is. Okay, so therefore, what do you say? So when the Mishnah says loy bolal, it's kosher, it means literally loy bolal at all. I don't care who did it. Nobody did it. So Gemara says, you're right. When it comes to blul, it means nobody did it. When it comes to yotzik, it had to be done. Because if you don't do your tzikah, it's possible. You definitely had to do your tzikah. The question is by who? And then we say that the problem was in the Mishnah that was done by a zar, because you had to do your tzikah. The whole oil had to go in. Says the Gemara, Oishib. Sorry? A tenth of an eifah is, I don't know how big it is. How much is a tenth of an eifah? Are you sorry?
I have no idea.
How much is a yisorim? I have no idea.
About 2 kilos.
Tenth of an eifah
is
20 kilos.
Is it?
Yisorim is 86.
Sodom is 86 kazaisim. What does that mean? So maybe it is 2 kilos, I don't know.
90 grams.
90 grams? Oh, 86. So 86 and 90 grams. is there's a lot more than 2 kilos. He's right, because Isaac is 31 or 32 grams. A Revi is 86. That's right.
120
kilos. So, a big mincha. Very generous. So, you're right, you're going to pizza, Peter, you're going to I'm not. If you imagine the Chazanisha Shir. Oisha pizza, Peter, you're going to Shader. Says the Gemara, he made very large pieces. Says the Gemara, you started off, the first case in the Mishnah was that all you did was you chopped up the part where you do the kmitzah, the rest you didn't touch at all. Anytime it's kosher. So if you cut it up in a lot of pieces, it's a problem. Hashtag like Peter's cloud shady. You tell me if you didn't do it at all. You kosher, Peter Merubas and Bai. And if you did the big ones, it's a problem. Madach, you didn't do it at all when you're supposed to do it. It's all right. So what's wrong with you do big pieces? That's better than not doing it at all. My pitin merubas, what do you mean? Merubas shiriba be pitin. Now what? That you made too many small pieces. Too many pieces. Or you buy same, I'm really pitin merubas, large ones, mamish. So what's the... And yet there's a chiddush involved, large ones of not doing it at all. My, I would have thought, awesome, okay, you did, let's say by the kmitza. You only broke up the part that you can do the scoop out, the rest you didn't do at all. The ikotayrat chalas alein, the rest that you didn't do looks like a chalim. If you didn't do any breaking up at all, at least it's kosher, looks like a challah. I will hawk over here, the light tainted challah, you ruined it completely by breaking into so many little pieces, you ruined it, don't look like a challah, and the light tainted pieces, and in order to be a pizza, it has to be a kazayis, and you made it so tiny, small pieces. So maybe it loses everything, kamashlan, even that's kosher as well. That's what we think. Lema, let us say that Maslitzin, our Mishnah, who says that a Yisrael is able to do Yitzika, is the like Rav Shimon, does not agree with Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds that Yitzika has to be done by a Kohen. What's the story? The Tanya we learned, Rav Shimon says, Kol Kohen, She'enu Moide Ba'avoide, if there's a Kohen who doesn't agree with any particular service in the Beis HaMikdash, Ein Lechelik Beguna, he should not be working as a Kohen. Shenemar, because said, how do you know that you have to believe what you're doing? He's a coin. Maybe biologically, he's a coin. He can work. It says, Hamakriv es dam ha-shlamim, the person who brings up the blood of the shlamim, the es ha-chelim, the chelim, it goes on the mizbeach, mi bnei Aaron has to be a member of the children of Aaron. Only then, loy tia shayka yimin lamon, only then will he get the right side for a present. So he's when he been out, moide ba avoide, if he agrees with avoide, yes le chelik bekuna. Then he has a share. She'ena moide ba avoide, ein le chelik bekuna. He has no chelik bekuna. But what two activities do we have here? Makriv dam and chelik. Ein li elo zubavad. All I know is these two activities. Menayin le rabbi, tezvav avoide, all the other activities. And he says a lot more than tezvav, he's just nominating 15 of them. So he says, what are they? Hayitzikis, for example. How do you know that a koyin has to do yitzikis? Clearly, the Shimon said what? That a koyin has to do the oil. Vahabalilas and the mixing. Vahabtitis and the breaking into pieces. Vahamalichas and the salting. Vahatunufas and the waving. Vahagoshas and the approaching the mizbeach. Vahakmitsa and the kmitsa. Vahakitoris and the roasting it. Vahamalikas by a bird. Vahakabolas and the kabbalah of the blood. The hazois and the sprinkling of blood, the hashkoa soita and the drinking of soita, the arifa zeglo and ripping apart the back of the eglo, the taras mitzoida, which only a kohen can do. Unasi is kapayim, a lifting your hands, which is duchening, bain befinim, bain bechutz, whether it's the one that's done in the courtyard or whether it's done outside in every single shul. Minayin, how do you know if the kohen doesn't believe in it, he shouldn't go up for duchening? Talmud loimer, mi bnei Aaron. From the children of Aaron, avoida hamasun Aaron. Any activity that's designated for Bnei Aaron, it can only serve it if he believes in it. Kol koyin she'ein amayde ba'ein lechel bekuna. But what is he clear from here? Rav Shimon says yitzikis is one of the activities that only a koyin can do. And Amish says clearly the way we learned before, the yitzikah was like bizarre, like koyin, and it's kosher. Omer zegemare, Omer nachman lekasher. Can be minchas koyin. There's a difference in the mincha of a koyin. The mincha of a koyin, the entire mincha gets burnt in the mizbech. When the entire mincha gets burnt in the mizbech, there's no kmitza. Kmitza is when a mincha yisrael, the balance of the mincha goes to the koyin to eat. So you do a kmitza, part of it goes to the mizbech. So minchas koyin, where there's no kmitza. And the minchas yisrael, there's a kmitza. Minchas yisrael, the bas kmitza, minchas yisrael has a kmitza. So that's when the koyin's activities kick in. Mikmitzav Eilich, Mitzvah Kuna, that's what kicks in. Because, Limit Ayitzikub Lila Shekshay Bazar. Any activity that took place before the Kmitzah, is kosher bazaar. Yitzika is you put oil into the pot and then you put the flour in and then you mix it and then afterwards you do the kmitzah. So therefore, the kohen doesn't start to the kmitzah. What about but those menachas that have no kmitzah? When does the kohen's activity start? From the beginning, from the yitzika. So Rabbi Shimon is talking about a case where there's no kmitzah by minchas kohen. Al mishdom al case a normal mincha where there is a kmitzah. So therefore, the yitzika b'dom azar. Amalei Rosh Rabbi Mechdi, I don't understand. Minchas kohenim heiches Rabbi liyitzika. How do you bechlal even know that a minchas kohenim requires a yitzika? Minchas Yisrael, because he equated to minchas Yisrael. Where does it say yitzika by minchas Yisrael? And we learn from there all other menaches. So mahosam, just like over there, since the whole din of yitzika you learn from minchas Yisrael, and by minchas Yisrael Yisrael can do it. So how do you know that minchas kohen only a kohen can do it? Klepnisht. Mahazan Kshayda Bizar, since you're telling me that our Mishnah holds that by Minchas Yisrael, or Yisrael can do the Zohar, can do the Yitzike, Avhochanami Kshayda Bizar. So it doesn't make sense. And therefore we conclude, Rabbi Shimon definitely argues that Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon holds that even a Minchas Yisrael, only a Kohen can do Yitzike. Another version, Ikadami, not a Minchas Kohen or Minchas that. Omar Rab Nachman Lakashi, Kambini Kmotzes, Kambisha Ein Miknotzes. In other words, not it's the same idea, but you just limited it to Minchas Kohen. I'm saying that the other Minachas out there that have no Kmitzah, not just a Minchas Kohen, like a Minchas Nesachim, a Minchas that comes with a carbon. Amalei Rava Mechdi She'ein Nikmatzes. It's the same question. Those that have no Kmitzah, Mehechid, they say, Rabbi Litzika Minikmatzes, Minikmatzes, Kinikmatzes, has been like Nikmatzes. Ma'hosing She'bezor, Avachanam She'bezor. We go back to our conclusion. Our Mishnah does not. Our Mishnah says that Yisrael can do Yitzikah. If you hold only a coin, nu my time with the Rabban. Why taki the Rabban hold that a Yisrael can do the Yitzikah and the pouring the oil? On makro, the treasant pasik, the yotzak oleh Hashemen. You should pour on it oil, and then it says v'nosel lo place on the levoina, and then the next pasik says v'hevia el bnei Aaron, bring it to Aaron hakoyim. So it sounds like me. When do you bring it to Aaron hakoyim? After you did the yitzika, and after you did you place the levoina on it. So that's that. You still can do it. We come at mikmitzvah elich mitzvah kuna limit al yitzika ubelilu shekshede bazar. That's kosher by azar. Nu Rab Shimon, what does Rab Shimon do? Rab Shimon says, it says in Pasik, B'nei Aaron HaKoinim. It says in Pasik, later on in the Pasik, the Hevia B'nei Aaron HaKoinim. And Rab Shimon says, you think that it's talking about the next half of the Pasik. I say it's also referring to the first half of the Pasik, that the activity of Yitzika and Belila also go to B'nei Aaron HaKoinim. B'nei Aaron HaKoinim, Mikro Nidr Shlofan of Ula Achrav. Rab Shimon holds a what? That they read the Pasik both ways. That B'nei Aaron HaKoinim is referring not only to what was written afterwards, but what was written the part before, which is Yitzika. Freddy Gemore Vesava Rab Shimon, so you tell Rab Shimon holds that Mikro Nidr Shlofan of Ula Achrav. You tell Rab Shimon holds that Mikro is written before and after. I'll ask a question of Tanya from another din. It says, the Loka HaKoinim, the coin should take Midama Chatas from the blood of Chatas Be'etz Boy, with his right index finger. Then it says, V'nosan, he should place it like Kanas Be'ech Oila. So the word right index finger, is that talking about only the next part, which is he should place it on the corners of Mizbech? Or talking about also taking the blood from the Kate in the first place should be done with your right index finger? V'lokach, Milame, it says, V'lokach, Shalaytei Kabbalah, Ela B'yamin, Be'etz Boy. V'nosan, Milame, Shalaytei Nesin, mean. Now what? That we're going to say the word Be'etz Boy and use it for both halves of the Pasuk. We'll use Be'etz Boy for V'nosan, which is written afterwards, that we should sprinkle the blood, should be right in his finger. But we'll also use Be'etz Boy for the first half of the Pasuk, where it says, V'lokach HaKoyin, that the Koyin should take blood from the Kalis, also the right index finger. That's what the Tanakhama says. Comes along, Rav Shimon says, V'chi Nema Yad B'Kabbalah, where does it say Yad by taking? Yad b'kabbalah doesn't say anything yad by taking kibul b'smol kosher. No, what Rashi is saying here that the word Be'etz Boy is only referring to the next half of the pasuk. We're spraying in the blood, not in the first half of the pasuk. So we see Rashi holds his own dashin lefonav only la'achrav. So how come over here he holds when it comes to yitzika that dafka only ne'an? And Omer Abayi explained what's the machleis on the kamer of Shimon. Mikra nidush lefonav la'achrav miflugi. And Rashi says la'achrav nidush lefonav nidush. So what's pshat in Rav Shimon? Ella high time Rav Shimon. You know what Rav Shimon holds that Afka Aaron HaKoyin, the Afka Bnei Aaron HaKoyin are able to do Yitzika? Because it says in the Pasuk, there with a Vav, they have via Bnei Aaron, bring it to Aaron. Well, how do you read the word and? And can mean an add, in addition to what it says in the first part of the Pasuk, the Yitzika, and also have them do the other things as well, commits and so on. They're via Vav Moisev al in addition. Now what, the Vav comes to add that in addition to what I told you the first half, that it should be a Kohen, also this. So that's what he does. He dashes the Vav. Freddy Gemore, the Sover, Rabshim involved Moise Vodishan, Rabshim Tang hold that involved ads. Elamatlam has a question, there's a passage where it says, Vishachat as Ben Haboka, you should shech the cattle for the Abish, the Krivo, Bene Aranakainim, and they should bring Aranakainim as Adam, the Zorka Dam, and you should spray the blood. So we dash in, it says in the pasuk Vishachat ben Abakar, then it says Vihikrivu, but we say when does Aaron HaKohen kick in? Not by the Shechita, Cheshchit Kebazar, only afterwards. Now what? Now Luchay, you just say when it says Vih, the Vav means in addition to the activity before. Also this, according to what you learn of Shimon, what should the din be? That Shechita should only be mandated to a Kohen. Because it says Vehi, after it says Vishachat ben Abakar, it says Vihikrivu ben Aaron. So according to you, only a Kohen should be the Shecht. Is me kabalve mitzvah kuna melamen al shchitik shev zor idle ab shimin vav moitzvah lini shet chitok hanam bezor teip sula kont yur ab shimin shet pasal thing. Says Yimari, you're no. Vav by us comes to tell you that yitzika should be by koyin. I by shchitah is different. You know why it's different? Shiny hosom, the amakra, the pasik before vishachat, it says in the pasik, v'samach yada, you should place your hand on the animal and do smicha, and then it says vishachat. So the shachat has a vav, and the vishachat is a continuation of smicha. Who has to do smicha? Not a kohen, the owner of the animal, whoever the owner is, a Yisrael, whatever it is. And then it says Vishachat. That means not only can a Yisrael do the smicha, but Yisrael goes to the shchita. So that's different. Ma smicha bezarim, av shchita bezarim. Are you going to say maybe the din should be that since smicha should be done by the owner of the animal, maybe the shchita also has to be done by the owner of the animal? Read it Vishachat. Ima smicha bebailim, mashkir bailim. Ahu my lotzad amir. That you cannot say kavu chaymer. Umad zrika. The ike kapara. Because if you insist that the owner should be doing the smicha and the shchita, then shouldn't it then be that the owner should be doing the zrika as well? That's the main part of the karma, even more important than the shchita. Yet, like by bailin, when it comes to zrika, it's not the owner shchita. The lavika of the koshkein. I v'chitema, you'll tell me what you're talking about. Ain't done in efshim she efshim. The din is only a kohen can do the zrika. What do you want? Of course, the bailin can do it. But since smicha can be done by anybody, yet the din is only the bailin. Shchita can be done by anybody. Maybe it should be only the bailin. So goli rachmona ben kippurim. That's why the Torah was megala when it came to Yom Kippur. That v'shochet is parachatas shaloi, that the Kohen Gadol showed his own parachatas. What do you mean his own? Meklal d'shchita ba'al maloi bin ba'am. The fact that you need a special posse to tell you Yom Kippur, that Aaron, only the owner should be the one shechting it, is a raya, but everywhere else, the owner doesn't have to shecht it. So therefore, that's what Gemara remains. That Shimon holds the vav, comes to tell you that only Aaron HaKohen can do the yitzikah.